This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning.
Good
morning to you. Wednesday. You know where it comes from, Wednesday?
Weddings.
No, not weddings. Thought you would know. You're such a great disappointment, Ben.
Sorry, first this thing in the morning. Not going very well for me, Gareth.
No, you really are. He's struggling. Like you can't believe
this
morning.
So dirty.
His glasses are dirty. He's wearing headphones that aren't his, and he's very, very upset about it because they're filthy and loathsome, and they smell of feet. And now he can't even tell us what Wednesday comes from. You know, Sia.
I do not. I would have actually thought wedding is a good guess.
I'll give you a clue. It's Thursday. Do you know where Thursday comes from? Wednesday is the father of Thursday.
Oh, no, that's not.
What?
They're related.
Yes.
It was named after father and son duo.
Yes.
The father's name was Wedley. And the son's name was Thurnington
Wedley.
And they could only see each other on two specific days when they both climbed over the mountains.
I like that story.
And they saw each other.
That's a good story.
Right at the top.
But you're good at this. Let's go with his version.
If you go to school with a name like Wedley, you're going to get a wedgie straight up.
That's Wedley and Thurnington.
No, well, Wedley and Thurnington were both farmers. They farmed llamas.
All right. Go
Amanda, do you know?
Please save us.
No, I don't, but I actually like that name, Wedley. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
It's actually really nice.
Do you lie often, Amanda?
No, I'm serious about this.
Okay, so Wednesday comes from Woden. Woden was the father of the gods in ancient Norse mythology.
That's a terrible name now.
Woden. Or Odin, if you prefer Odin, because they used to write it and pronounce it both ways. And then there was Thor, his son. Thor is Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. And Friday is also related.
Also, somehow.
From Freya. Who's the queen of the gods. Freya Friday.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So there's 3 days. See, most of us don't think that the ancient Norse gods have anything to do with our daily lives. But they're every single week you go, oh, it's Friday. I mean, it's Freya's day.
Woden, Thor, and Freya.
And Freya, yeah.
Okay. So who's this Monday son of a bitch?
I have no idea. Montag, what do they say in French? It's not, it's... What is Monday in French? It's not mercredi.
Sacre bleu.
I, of course, know this.
Of course you do, because you look it up. He's going to be Googling it at the speed of light. Hey, morning, Mabs.
Oh,
hey.
Lundi?
Lundi, correct. No, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know anything about Monday.
Lundi and Mardi for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
me. Oh, hang on.
Croissant is next.
I think that could be Roman. I'm not sure.
Never mind.
Anyway. All right, so there's something useless and completely unhelpful to start your day with this morning. Some
you
Norse
never
mythology.
Know when we'll be stuck at a trivia quiz.
Yeah. Do you know that Odin, the father of the gods in Greek mythology, he had one eye. One eye that worked, and he could see whatever the ravens saw. That's where that whole thing
Game
comes
of Thrones,
from. Correct.
Yeah.
That's where they got all of that. Huh?
J.R.R. plagiarizing Martin
there. Right, took it straight out of Norse mythology. That's how someone with a cleft palate would say Norse mythology.
Let's not.
Oh, come on. Come on. Right?
Let's not go down that road.
Oh, there was a deaf girl the other day at the till where I went and bought stuff.
All right, Gareth, settle down.
No. Like this. I was kind of excited. I don't, you know, you don't meet a lot of deaf people, and she was there, and she was talking to me. I thought, hang on a second, something's going on with this speech, and you could tell, like she went, no. I thought
something's going on with. No, that's just her speech.
And he probably pointed like, you know,
I didn't embarrass her. In fact, I tried to be as normal with her as possible. You know, I try to do that with anyone I meet who's got some disability or whatever, because I don't want to treat them differently. I really don't.
Yeah.
You've seen when people come in here in wheelchairs or they don't have legs. Or
yeah, you say to them, no, I'm not carrying you up the stairs.
Yeah, but I treat them normally, exactly. But then I realized she was deaf and, you want some hang? So I was like, yes, I'll have a bag, thanks. That's it. I wasn't a circus person for me. It was just an interesting sort of situation. I like the shop that gave her a job. Because most shops would say, oh, no, I'm sorry, you know, oh, we're full up, we don't have a gap.
Do you have your own transport? Ooh, yeah, you need it for this job.
Oh, that's the exact and only reason why we can't hire you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you were in.
They make excuses, right? Mm.
Yeah, I got a car. What kind of car? It's got to be an Asian car.
Can you imagine saying that to someone when they get a job just because you don't want them there?
Yeah.
You give them a constructive dismissal. You know how that works. It's that old story of you put someone in a room at a desk and you give them a box of pencils and a sharpener, one of those sharpeners that you put in and turn the handle.
Yeah.
And you just leave them for a week. You don't give them anything to do. You don't give them a job assignment. You don't talk to them. You don't introduce them to anyone. Usually by 3 days, they're gone.
Well,
can't handle it. People
drive any sane person.
I mean, it would drive you crazy, right? Yeah. It would. It would make you a lunatic. You'd be so uncomfortable.
I don't know.
You'd like it?
I would.
You'd just be left there with the pencils?
I mean, the idea of being left alone and never being bothered by another human ever again.
Yeah, but after 3 days, I think you would feel disconnected.
I'm okay with that.
You'd feel disconnected.
Nah.
Wouldn't you poke your eye out with a pencil?
I'd be perfectly fine. It sounds like bliss.
Really?
As she closes her eyes.
No, she's actually imagining it right now.
She's like,
Mubs is getting, she's going into dreamland as we speak. Yeah. She's trying to picture a world where she could just sit in a dead office with nothing but pencils and a desk and a chair.
How invigorating.
Yeah.
Well, as if Sia doesn't talk enough.
Sia, are you speaking of yourself in the third person?
Yes. Stop it. Don't ever do that again, please.
Just, that's normal for me.
I mean, we can get away with your Kiss shirt, but that is just too far now.
That's a different topic.
Sia's wearing a shirt with lips all over it.
Mm. Hey. When I first saw you, I had to restrain myself from just...
Kissing
you all over.
Oh, thank you.
Someone already has.
Moving on. What I'm trying to say is...
Yes, go on.
It's interesting when you bring up the lady who you bumped into who was deaf.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I actually figured out how to sign when we were younger because, you know, we live in this big, big family.
Yeah.
And we wanted to gossip about everyone without them noticing.
Yeah, Christmas is coming. You'd better learn to sign across the table.
So literally for years.
This woman on the left is such a bitch.
Exactly. We would just sit and gossip about everyone in the family.
So how much could you do?
We still can remember how to sign the whole alphabet. So we'd be able to...
Oh, so you could do it in like Morse code.
Do the words. Yeah. But and then, no one knew that we were talking about them. That's how
we
had a
great... Did they teach you at school? I mean, how did you learn how to...
It's very random, but we just printed out a sheet with the hands.
Yeah, I remember those sheets.
And we just memorized that galore. So we'd like sit for hours on end and we'd just giggle on our own like losers that we are.
What we're saying here is that, and I think you were alluding to this when you referred to yourself in the third person just now, Sia can not only talk up a storm with his mouth, but with his hands he'll be talking up a storm as well.
I'm a catch.
Yes. Spot on.
So you can't silence me. Well, unless you tied my hands behind my back. Yeah.
Jeez, it rained yesterday.
Yeah. Oh,
it did not stop. I was driving in that rain, and I had to cross like a low sort of lying area, and there was water up to more than halfway over my tires.
Mm.
Yeah. And you know, you shouldn't really go into anything deeper than, I suppose, just below the knee. So this was maybe at the knee. And, And
what
I drove.
Else? Well, are you
I
mean, meant to
yeah,
do?
Exactly. There was no way to turn around, and I thought, okay, well, if I wait here, it's only going to get worse because you know the water's going to build up. But wow, it was that river was going like you can't believe. And it's not a clever idea to go into water like that. There've been a number of stories, and there always are when these things happen, of people who go across rivers like that, and then this wall of water kind of pushes them straight in, and that's the last you see of them. They find the car, and then they don't find you. You know, you turn up as fish food in like the Hartbeespoort Dam or something. Oh yeah, it happens. You see people in like in a tiny little car, and they think, oh, I'll just zip across. This is not going to be too bad. That little car gets carried. You know how much water came down out of the skies yesterday and filled Johannesburg and Pretoria up? It filled it up.
It was like all of Cape Town's rain for the last 5 years.
Yeah, shame. I felt so bad for Cape Town. I was looking around, just seeing this water everywhere. I thought, you know, you guys really have such a shitty time. If they had that in Cape Town, it would solve, not all, but 10% of their problems. Plus, I don't know what's a greater danger. Like a flood? Or Patricia DeLille breaking into your private property and getting her hands on your meter. That really, it just irritates me that politicians at any point think that they can do that to you. That's so irritating. See, yeah, the DA are just as as irritating and ignorant as the ANC. They really are.
Yeah, but they don't have the record of theft, Gareth.
That's true.
Let's not brush them all with the same broad strokes, yeah.
But it's probably even more annoying because you know Patricia's just grandstanding.
Yes.
Like, that's all it is.
That's the point.
She wants
hood.
To be
it
seen.
It was a press opportunity.
Yes. Yeah. She was standing, that's why it's annoying.
She probably told all the photographers and all the newspapers and all the different news outlets. She said that I'm going to go around to this person's house and I'm going to just push my way in and climb over the fence and I'm going to switch off their water if it kills me.
Like, we like, know oh, why you God, do things, please. Politicians.
Yeah, but Patricia's also quite street. I mean,
she is street.
She must be really getting pissed off about this water waste. She's like, yay, stop wasting water.
Is that how
she And she goes there, and you know she's got a bread knife at the very least in her pocket. And she will cut a bit. She wants to go and waste the water. I mean, we saw the stats this week. Three households using 1,000 liters a day?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Where 87 is the target?
No, sure.
That's borderline treasonous. You can't just, oh, yeah, well, it's my property. I'll do what I want. Screw that. Patricia will bust your shit up.
Gloria Mulima says, I try to be serious with the deaf girl story, but you're all making me lose it. I mean, it wasn't my intention to make you laugh. I just told an interesting story, as I tried to do from my own life. What is the team's opinion on players? Should I punch him, expose him, or just approach it and ignore him? Problem, we're in the same friendship circle. Should I play nice, or should I tell the other girl who is in the same friendship circle? Yo.
What, a guy playing you?
Yeah.
No.
Not playing this person.
No. Do not ever get involved in anybody else's relationship ever.
You agree, Amanda?
Yeah, just leave him.
Yeah, it's none of your business, and I promise you, it's just going to be creating admin for yourself.
You just open up a can of worms, and before you know it, there's going to be some reason why they all hate you. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. It's not good.
Always mind your own business, even with your best friend. Always.
As tempting as it may be, don't get involved with that stuff. It's a world of pain. Because here's what could happen. It's like in a divorce or a breakup situation where you are friends with both people. Try to stay friends with both people. If you choose one and you tell that one who you've chosen, he was such a bastard. He never loved you. I never liked him. I didn't trust him. Blah, 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 blah. You just badmouth this person as much as you can behind their backs. Then they get together again 6 months later, and guess who the bad person is?
It's you.
Right. Don't get involved.
Yeah.
Apparently that's actually why George R.R.R. Martin wrote Lord of the Rings.
Why?
Game of Thrones.
How
because
many?
He was ostracized from his friendship group because he was trying to do that.
That's about as made up as Wedley.
That is how the legend goes. Something as trivial as that spawned such a great fantasy series.
Well, I do know that he sits on his own, totally alone.
On a throne?
No, he goes away. Some of these writers, they like to remove themselves completely from normal society, and he goes off into the mountains or whatever, and that's where he writes.
Makes sense, because normal society will just make you bland and boring.
Well, you end up dealing with daily stuff. You know, if you stay in the same environment that you're used to, then someone's going to come around to your house, mm-hmm. and they're going to say, hey, we got a delivery here from DHL, and you're going to have to sign for it, and then you won't be writing. Then you'll suddenly realize that you've run out of coffee, and you'll have to go to the shops. But if you go off to the mountains, and you buy all your supplies before you go, and you know you're there for like 3 months or whatever it is with him.
Ooh.
And Mubs, maybe this is something you could do if you really feel like you'd prefer an office with just pencils. It's actually, no, seriously, like go into the mountains. I mean, you're Sotho, so the mountains call you anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go off into the mountains, I mean, I don't understand this, but my brother and his wife and the two kids have gone camping. No, never in my life would you be able to talk me into this shocking idea.
Proper
with the kids
tent sleeping
the
on the ground
kids. I mean
camping.
The kids are probably
no,
loving
they're
it
doing it for the kids though.
I think so. I there's no other explanation that would make sense. They're in tents and they've got a big gazebo and they've got the, you know, the whole thing. What an awful way to spend time. Horrible, awful way to spend time. I think they left on Sunday and they're there until Thursday. Anyway, you don't have to do that, Mubs. What I was getting at with you is there are all these beautiful places in the mountains. And what you do is you just book for a week and go there totally alone. Tell people that, you know, like tell family that you're going there so that they don't think you've just been abducted by aliens or whatever. Go off into the mountains, spend a week, don't talk to another person. They're monks that have a vow of silence that they don't talk to anyone for years at a time.
I'm sure it resets you in a way.
I think so. And if you don't have your phone.
Yeah, it's important to connect.
I mean, your phone
nature.
Doesn't work anywhere anyway. So
yeah,
it certainly
I mean.
Won't
so,
work in the mountains.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
See, I mean, it's about connecting with nature. That's what us humans, we forget about.
Yeah, Ben did this a while ago when you went off to that game reserve.
Do it often. Now look at me.
Well,
centered and balanced.
Yeah, because you're so balanced. He came in here this morning. His glasses are screwed up. He was swearing and carrying on. Sia looked at him like, you're the most miserable person I've ever seen.
So you got no proof of
right?
that.
Yeah. Most miserable person we'd ever seen this morning.
Yeah, it's not an answer proof.
Okay. We were meant to go on a sort of driving thing yesterday, Land Rover experience. And because of the rain, we had to cancel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to reschedule it and everything else. But I ended up having a very productive day in the office.
Really?
Yeah, I got lots done. Tied up so many loose ends. You know, that's the nice thing about this time of year is you can actually, there isn't so much new stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can deal with all the old stuff. And I told you before how much it excites me to have an absolutely empty inbox. I'm not quite there yet, but by middle of next week, I think I should be.
Look at you go.
Oh,
empty inbox this week. Organized CDs.
Well, these
in
are the things
weeks.
You do when you don't care about nature.
So here's the update on the player dude.
Okay.
He is playing me. So I think it's a she and she's being played by him. We're both friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Two girls. Me, guy. He's making us hate each other.
No.
Oh, one guy. Sorry. Two girls, one guy. He's making us hate each other. He's lying to both of us and playing us both.
No. You see, here's another thing in life. People don't make you hate another person. You are in some way responsible for the way that you and this other girl are treating each other and choosing to behave towards each other. This guy is the common denominator. Just get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Both of you, get rid of him.
Yeah.
You're very rational with this.
But she's speaking sensibly. This makes a lot of sense.
Girl, I was just going to say, take all of his right shoes and leave the left. Yeah. Screw his life up in that way.
Well, then, you know what you're doing? You're opening... If you do horrible, nasty things, you're letting horrible, nasty things into your life. What's going on here is probably of your doing as well. You knew when you started this relationship, friends with benefits thing, you knew something was going to go wrong down the line. You knew.
But
it never works.
If you're friends with benefits, he can't play you because you're both playing a game together.
Yeah.
In other words, you're getting emotionally attached and he doesn't think that way.
So then get rid of him.
Or befriend his mother.
Befriend his mother?
So that screws with his head. oh, why is Alice hanging with, God, with my mother?
You know, you are a mean, manipulative person deep down inside.
Easy, Nancy.
You hide it so well under that cool, calm exterior and that
imagine
friendly...
Imagine when Bradley walks into his mother's house and who does he see? Lo and behold, I'm just like toasting his mother with a cup of tea. Yeah. Like,
Here's another candidate for connecting with nature.
God, Sia, that is mean.
You all need to go camping.
I'm just giving her options. You guys gave her your own advice.
Jeez. Listen, please, whoever you are, don't listen to anything Sia said. Listen to Mabali, she's right. I know it sounds cold and it sounds like she doesn't care, but actually that's the best advice you'll ever get.
I'll admit as well, true, yeah.
It's so right. You're just going to get hurt and... Oh, man.
And now?
When people are emotional about these things, they make terrible decisions.
Mm.
You need to actually be able to, and I know it's very hard because you're feeling a certain way, and even if you don't admit it, deep down inside, that's how you feel. So subconsciously, it's going to creep out. You can't care this much about someone who you acknowledge in your messages to us this morning is just a friend with benefits. Either it's a friend or it's a friend with benefits, but it certainly isn't a boyfriend.
Yeah. And he certainly does not care about you.
Not in that way.
So you've got to be very logical about this. He does not care about you. Do not invest any further emotions.
And the minute you went to friends with benefits, you were building a wall between your emotions and being able to have sex with him and being able to be his friend. Because you can have sex with him and be his friend. That is possible for some people.
Yeah, I've generally tried. I don't think that's going to happen.
It's tough, but it can. I mean, it can last a certain... What's that?
Not for most girls, though. That's the problem.
Because they get emotional.
The girls are the problem, yeah.
You think guys... Guys are... Because evolutionarily, we just spread our seed. Whereas women are stuck with the result of that for a much longer time. In nature.
When you catch feelings, you've got to go. You have got to get out of that situation. It's bad for you.
Yeah,
it's just going to trip you up.
Exactly. Mm.
You've got to get out.
And you can't think that friends of benefits leads to a caring, loving, respected relationship.
Mm-mm.
That's pretty much not it.
It's like if you started a relationship and one of you were cheating.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how the relationship started, almost 9 out of 10 times, that's how it'll end.
Oh,
because that person didn't respect the last relationship they were in enough. When they got into the one with you, chances are they're going to do the same thing to you. They have a problem with respect.
Yeah, but Bitcoin's flying, but...
Is it? Oh, what's the price?
Look
at my valley. She's on her phone like a...
it's like...
What's happening? What's the price, Ben?
It's just going up, Gareth.
Give me the price.
It's just going up.
Come on, talk to us.
It's now, good for you.
It's now at $178,000 with 901 rand on
Give
top
me the
of that.
Dollar price.
I don't do dollar prices, Gareth.
Oh, for God's sake,
I live in South Africa.
Oh,
look at you. Just quote me in dollars.
No, because that's the only way I know whether to make.
All right, Wolf of Wall Street.
Thank you. Just find out for me if you don't mind.
You knew.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Get it for me. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
There's always a crypto purist in the mix, huh? Damn it, if it's not the dollar, I don't care.
Oh,
we're talking about doing a series of podcasts on cryptocurrency and getting like the best people in the business to help us understand it.
You should also get the most average people in the business to give their 2 cents. Facebook nowadays, every time I go on, there's someone having a go at Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. Yeah. So what I gather is the people who haven't put money in, who are just waiting for the crash, they're sitting there waiting for the crash.
They want everyone else to lose.
They want everyone to fail on this so badly. Then you get the ones who have put in and are pretty smug. So there's two sides to this.
The ones who got Bitcoin. In 2011, they're like, oh, I've been in there since 2011.
Exactly. So now you've got like where we've all had this sort of hate and frustration around vegans and CrossFitters. It's all on the Bitcoins now.
Yeah.
And the smugness is just, it's amazing. But the ones who aren't invested, you can just see there's a bitterness coming through now.
Yeah.
Because I hate to break it to you. But even if this does crash, it will still come back stronger. And that's my...
Well, I still think it's better to have that than the rand.
Well, exactly. Yeah. People go, oh, yeah, it's just a joke. Nothing's funded by it. There's no... Whatever. Okay, cool. So what's better then? Stocks, governments, bonds, currency?
No. All right, let's get into some news, shall we? Are you ready for that?
Yeah, go.
Okay, the headlines this morning, the five things you need to know, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They've stepped up their vegan range. They've brought their unique slice of Italian-inspired deliciousness to their dairy-free friends. You can build your own vegan pizza or choose a pizza from the new menu selection. They're available at Colcacchio Pizzeria stores nationwide. Colcacchio, they're the reason you
crave pizza.
All right. First and foremost, they've discovered a new orangutan species, but just as soon as they discovered it, it's probably going to go extinct.
Ugh, what are they doing with it now?
Well, they say that these new species of orangutan have been discovered in Indonesia and that they're very excited about it, but there are so few of these animals left because their natural habitat is being destroyed left, right, and center that they may not even see out the next 2 years. Isn't that bad news? We discover a new species, and then what do we humans do? We ruin it. Huh?
Man.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's what we're good at, I guess.
Unbelievable. The public protector has reported on the Frieda Dairy Farm project, and it's going to be delayed because of ANC conference going on. So that was Musi Maimane. He had this to tell us, that Busisiwe Mkhwebane was meant to release that report into the Frieda Dairy Farm, which, of course, you know, the Guptas bought, right? And they bought it with money that was meant to go to black farmers, like SMME black farmers, mm-hmm. small and medium enterprise farmers. Anyway, so the Public Protector's Office in Pretoria has said that they will release the report. They're just waiting for some other details to come through. But Maimane was very unhappy about this because he went there with several beneficiaries of the Frieda Dairy Project. And this is clever, I think. You know, this is the DA also, again, grandstanding and playing political games, but probably doing it with the right kind of people in this case. The farmers who would have benefited if the Guptas hadn't got that farm, he went and rounded them up. This is a clever move. He said to them, you're all losers in this situation because the Guptas got preferential treatment, so we're going to look into this. We're going to find out what the hell happened. And the Public Protector's Office have said, oh no, because of the ANC conference going on, we'll only be able to release that report afterwards. How do you like that? And then this is an interesting story. I you know who Sia is, not Sia Sangweni, but Sia the
Australian
artist.
Person.
Sia Chandelier.
That's right.
Is that her last name?
No.
Music industry veteran and survivor of alcoholism, addiction to painkillers, and depression, she described fame as a monster that questions everything there is to question, even things she had thought never to question, even things she'd never dreamt of feeling insecure about. This creature was bent on criticizing you for an hour straight, once a day, every day, day after day. Me and fame will never be married, she said. In an attempt to control her fame, she put her oversized wig on and stepped out of the limelight. Well, sort of. You know that she never shows her face, right? Mm-hmm. On stage, she wore the wig. She didn't appear in music videos. On her album covers, there was no wig. Sorry, there was all wig. And there's an interesting article, and this is actually in The Guardian today, about if fame is so damaging, why pass it on to a child? And really about those parents who make their children famous, make their children accessories to their fame.
Oh, when they start them young.
They put them all over social media and everything else. Now, we know, we've met a number of people here on this show, famous people, who don't let their children's photographs be published. Because they say, you know what? If the kids want to be famous one day, that's their call. It's not my job to do that decision-making for them early on. And Sia's actually written a really interesting article in The Guardian that you might want to look at today. Kate Middleton is reportedly miserable and jealous because she's being overshadowed by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Well, that's according to one of the British tabloids, and you know it's probably bullshit.
Yeah. No. Sounds legit.
It is definitely BS.
Yes.
I absolutely believe it, though, because they're saying that the wedding is going to fall around the time Kate just had her baby. So
she won't be able to come.
Kate is angry that she wouldn't have lost the baby weight yet. So.
Well, can't she just sub her sister in for like stunt bum shots or whatever?
You know, I'm not a mother, but I'm willing to bet that after you've birthed your spawn, you really, like, every other thing falls off your list of priorities after that.
Nope. Look at Victoria Beckham. Straight back in there. Yeah. Straight back into those jeans.
Then the world of cryptocurrency that Ben is excited about this morning. Bitcoin prices peaked at an all-time high of over $11,800 on Sunday in one of the most dramatic value surges of any asset in living memory. And there are a couple other other cryptocurrencies that people are looking at the moment. Obviously, Ethereum, which we've spoken about with Run. There's one called Ripple. There's another one called IOTA, Dash, and Litecoin. And all of these have seen increases in the last couple of days. So when you hear about Bitcoin, they're not just, it's usually people who are interested in that particular currency, but there are other cryptocurrencies that you might want to watch too. They're all rapidly on the rise at the moment. Graca Machel has said, South Africans, it is time to take back your country. That sounds pretty dramatic, right?
Mm.
And Graca Machel doesn't often make political statements. But South Africans, according to her, must choose a new crop of leaders that will stand with those who liberated the country. Graca Machel said she was speaking at an event held in honor of Mandela in Houghton at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. He died, Madiba, that is, 4 years ago on December the 5th. She said, South Africa, it is in your hands. Stand up and take it. We should get to 2018 having some kind of clarity of who the new crop of leaders are, standing on the shoulders of those we are celebrating, she said. So there's Graca opening up her mouth to say some things that I suppose people are keen to hear because there isn't a lot of leadership going on at the moment. And what else can I tell you? Trump is going to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the embassy there, which is going to be very messy because, you know, Israel and Palestine fight over who really owns what part of Jerusalem and whether or not Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel because it's also a holy site for Muslims and for Christians. And you know how people get. It's the most contested part of the world. It's where more people fight about who owns what than anywhere else on earth. And if Donald Trump recognizes Jerusalem as the capital, then there's going to be some kind of fallout from that, we can only assume. But he's going to do what he wants anyway, right? He's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his world and we all just live in it.
So those are the five things you need to know today. Let's turn our attention to Ben now and see what's going on in the sport. Mubs, right now is the best time of year to buy a car. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes. You can go on holiday and then there's the start of the new school year in January and you're probably worried about money. It has to be the worst time of the year money-wise. But ordinarily, you would be right. Jaguar Menlyn, though, are breaking away from the ordinary by letting you into a new Jaguar XF. And you can start paying for it in March 2018. Hmm. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it does, but that's what Jaguar Menlyn are offering. So if you ever wanted the engineering excellence and the luxury of the Jaguar XF, now is the time to act. To find out more about this incredible deal and even more about the incredible Jaguar XF, click on through to menlyn.jaguar.co.za. While you're there, you might find another car you're quite interested in. Or you can call them on Pretoria 369-2400. That's Pretoria, that's 012-369-2400. 369-2400 to arrange a test drive. Got it? You can also go right through to their showroom and you can see for yourself the new improved Menlyn Jaguar dealership. It's at 221 Gasfontein Road, just off the N1 highway in Menlyn. And with that intro, here's Ben.
So much sport for you today, so strap yourself in. There's going to be plenty across the board. Let's start with football because that was last night's big action. It was the Champions League. And this week we'll see the wrap-up of the group stages, where we get to see who goes through to the Champions League knockout stages, who goes to the Europa League, and who just goes home, basically. Oh. And just is a failure to everyone around them. So Bayern Munich versus PSG was kind of the big game last night. And PSG, well, they hammered Bayern Munich in this match in Paris earlier in the season. And, well, PSG came out with all their stars. But it was Bayern Munich who made the brightest start. And were 2-0 up, Lewandowski and Tolisso.
What?
Rammed in goals, Gareth. They rammed them in. Mbappe got one back, but 3-1 Bayern Munich beat PSG. It made no difference because PSG had already topped the log. They'd already broken the goal scoring record for the group stages. So that was just nothing more than the confidence builder for Bayern Munich. Juventus had to go to Olympiacos and had to get the business done there, and they did.
But what were those names that you gave us earlier?
Mbappe.
Mbappe.
What did?
Mbappe, yeah. He was from Monaco, 18-year-old. Rumoured to go to Real Madrid for so much money, eventually went to PSG.
Okay.
So Juventus beat Olympiacos 0 2-0 away from home yesterday. Good result for them. Basel beat Benfica. Benfica, not a single... They're basically the Crystal Palace of the Champions League. Not a single win in the group stages there. Barcelona, they did what they needed to do against Sporting CP. They're already through. Chelsea, well, they had a golden opportunity to kind of get a nice win over Atletico Madrid. But Atletico Madrid, they were fighting for survival in this. And unfortunately, they drew 1-1 with Chelsea last night. So they're out of the Champions League. Man United, they needed a draw. They went one better. They beat CSKA Moscow 2-1. Roma, they topped their group. They're in Chelsea's group. They beat Karabakh 1-0. And Celtic and Anderlecht, well, no one really cared about that match, so Anderlecht won it. So to look at the group stages right now and to see who goes through and who doesn't.
Yes.
That one. So Man United, they go through top of Group A. Brilliant. Basel goes through with them. Moscow go to the Champions League. Benfica have no friends. Group B, PSG go through top there. Huge goal difference. Goal difference of 21. 21. Bayern Munich, same on points, but they have a goal difference of 7. And then Celtic go to Europa League. Now, Europa League's kind of like, you know, dating your ex again, but for some people, that's a win. Celtic, that's the situation there. Anderlecht, 0, nothing, go home. Group C sees Roma top that again on goal difference. So they go through top of the group there. Doesn't really kind of make a big difference here, but Chelsea also go through. Atletico Madrid, finalists last year, and they've been so good in the Champions League. They're out, gone. Karabakh, well, they're in UEFA League. Karabakh also gone. And then Barcelona, their top group D. That's it. Juventus will go through. Sporting CP will go into the Europa League. Olympiacos will go back to Greece. Just go back to Greece. So tonight, Liverpool, they're currently top of their group, Group E. And they need a draw, which I guess they'll kind of get. They just need a point. So look through the big fixtures for tonight in the Champions League. If your team is, well, in Europa League, I know it gets better after this, but these are the ones still in the go here. Leipzig will take on Besiktas. Porto versus Monaco. Liverpool will be against Spartak Moscow. Shakhtar Donetsk will take on the incredible Man City. Spurs will take on Apul. Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, there's a big game. Maribor versus Sevilla and Feyenoord versus Napoli. These are all massive matches because, well, even if you are out of the group, it's about making money. If these guys do well here, then their players might get picked up by bigger teams in future. There's always something to play for in football. Don't ever think there's dead rubbers. That's what you find on Oxford Street. APSA Premiership action last night. Well, Sundowns. We all know they're an amazing team, right?
No.
You get good teams and then you get better teams. And that is basically what Sundowns are. They beat Baroka last night 4-0. Now, Baroka, they were top of the log, even though they had a dodgy track record of late. And, well, Sundowns, they just literally put pressure onto all the cracks. And 4-0, floodgates opening there. Cape Town City, they got off to a bright start, but they lost to Maritzburg 2-4. Kind of strange for them because they were in Maritzburg, but it was their home game. Of course, the Cape Town 7 is taking place in Cape Town this weekend, so they couldn't use their stadium. And then SuperSport United, they had about 73 chances in front of goal. They converted 0 of them. All at while, Orlando Pirates basically just held firm. So 0-0. Pirates, big. It's actually a bit of a win for them, considering the other teams did so badly last night. Tonight, Wits are still very much at the foot of the table. They'll take on IS Cape Town at 7:30. And then Kaizer Chiefs will be away to Chipper United, also at 7:30. Into cricket, well, things are really happening at the Ashes. Australia, they're really going to, I think, regret not enforcing the follow-on, because they could have had England under the lights and really on their toes, but they decided to bat to get some more runs. They were skittled up for 138. England, on the other hand, well, they're doing well. The target 354 and they're 203. Oh, shit, actually, this morning hasn't gone well for them.
Sorry, got an update there.
No, they're pulling in England. So they're 7 down all of a sudden. Oh, you know, big Joe Root, he was the big hope. Bairstow is still there, and he's with Overton. So 203 for 7, so they're not doing so well. They need 151 runs or 3 wickets to go.
Right, that was all a turnaround.
Yeah, it's all turnaround there. So in rugby for the weekend, we all know the Blitzbox are the greatest thing in SA rugby. While the Springboks come home and tell stories about how things are going well and how they like each other and blah, 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 blah. Well, the Blitzbox, they're preparing for world domination again. And they are in Group A this week in Cape Town. So they'll have Russia, Kenya and France. So Saturday at 10 a.m., that's where all the action kicks off. I shall be there. I'm actually driving down there today, making a bit of a road trip of it, and I shall be in Cape Town for the Cape Town Sevens. My first time I'm ever going
very
to
nice,
this.
Ben.
I'm very excited about this. It is a world-class event, and even though I probably won't be able to shower and or flush toilets, I'm excited about being in Cape Town for this weekend.
Okay, good.
Give me quite something.
After all the rude things he says about Cape Town, that's very nice.
Well, it's a host of a world-class event. Cool. Keep it that. Russia will not be at the Pyongyang 2018 Winter Olympics. Well, that's the thing, Russia. You've been so dodgy for so long. And all the state-funded doping, that kind of stuff, it was always going to come back and bite you. And that's it. The IOC says no more. There'll be no Russians at the 2018 Olympics. They can, just like in Rio, go as neutral athletes. But a lot of the athletes are going, oh, I'd rather die than be a neutral. I want to represent Russia. So figure skater Evgeny Medvedev.
Okay.
Actually nailed that one. Yeah.
Nice.
Evgeny Medvedev. Well, she was only 14 when all this fuckery was happening in Sochi. So yeah. She feels really like this is unfair. And fair point, Evgenia. But the thing is, unless your entire nation gets banned, you guys are just going to keep cheating. You're going to just keep being dodgy. So, unfortunately, yes, you're talented, you're 18, and the world is still your oyster. But you will not be going to this unless you want to be a neutral. And she doesn't want to be a neutral, Gareth. She's like, nah, I don't want to be a neutral. Well, honey, sometimes you just got to go with the cards you're dealt.
Shame. Sorry, it must suck.
I don't mean to be talking down to you. But then
that's because your whole country has let you down by being crooked.
And finally, Varsity Cup Sports. Now, I'm a big fan of Varsity Cup Sports because I believe in trying to get talent from schoolboy to professional level because so much falls away there, much like the water in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. Varsity Cup, I think they've lost the plot in this latest innovation. They've got a power play coming in where a team, just listen to this. Bear with me here. The team calling the power play may remove any two nominated backline players from the opposition for a period of 3 minutes of playing time. The team can do this once. So basically, it becomes so much easier to score a try. They say this is going to really help in creating running rugby and improving skill sets. No, it's stupid. Where in life is it going to count? You're going to go, okay, now we should try to get the other players off. No, you need to be better than the players on the field. How about penalizing guys for endless kicking? If you want to get people to play better rugby with ball in hand, literally, give them, I don't know, a purple card where you spend 5 minutes on the touchline if you kick the ball away like Ross Grenier does or like Andrews Kutsir does. Because that's where they learned it. They learned it at this level. When in doubt, kick the ball away. That means you'll never have to learn to sidestep. You'll never have to learn to beat defenders. You'll never have to learn to offload and tackles. That is where this should be going. This power play bollocks. Come on, you're taking players away so you can have a forced overlap. That's like a participation award. It's bollocks. Absolute bollocks. And finally, Joburg Open means torrential rain. And in Joburg weekend, it is raining cats and dogs and everything else. And that is because the Joburg Open Tournament is being played. It's been played at Rand Park this time around. And it is the biggest golfing event ever, really. 240 professionals, Gareth, will be vying for the 16.5 million Rand purse. And the interesting thing about this is a tri-sanction event between the Asian Tour, the European Tour, and the Sunshine Tour. So get on down if you are in the area. It's going to be quite something. There's two courses being involved here. There'll be food trucks, there'll be all kinds of attractions to get involved in. It is an exciting event, and it is a world-class golfing event in an African city, as they always go on.
Let's go!
Yep. So hopefully the weather can kind of provide a tournament here, because last year at Royal Johannesburg, it was so difficult. Oh, those poor people had to just rake bunkers and sop things up all day. That is just sports. There was more, but I mean, really, I've already talked myself hoarse.
All right.
There was just so much sport.
Don't panic, Ben. I think we got lots of useful info.
I think so.
I think your hatred of that whole power play thing is very, very evident.
Well, it's not just me. Go onto Twitter and try to catch up in the conversations.
Really? People are furious.
People are not impressed by this. Right.
But we also got great pronunciations of names as well.
Yeah.
We did.
That's what you expect.
Especially complicated Russian names. Yeah.
At this stage of the game, that's what you expect.
You expect nothing less. Now, let's turn our attention to Sia and find out what we can about something that's going on in the world that's inspirational, a little more happy, a little more positive, and perhaps something that you need to energize you at this time of year. Over to you, Sia. What do you got?
It looks like our favorite, the Queen, isn't just spending her days looking down a bottle or trying to interrupt her relationship, her grandson's relationship, but instead she does some
looking
amazing
down the bottle.
Things. Who knows what else she does, but she actually has an award ceremony called the Queen's Young Leaders Awards. And it seems that two South Africans have actually made the list.
Ew.
So congratulations to Sipho Sethu Mbuli and Thamsanqa Hoza, who have been named as winners of the Queen's Young Leaders Awards.
Was she going to pitch up and give them their awards?
Well, yeah, they actually got the opportunity to meet her. So more about the program.
How do you do?
Absolutely. You have to, you know, curtsy or bow, whatever the protocol is. The Queen's Young Leaders program has been running over the last 4 years. And the final year of the program took place this year, and the winners have just been announced, which are the two South Africans. Now, the award recognizes and celebrates exceptional people aged between 18 and 29 from across the Commonwealth who are taking the lead in their communities and using their skills to transform lives. So Thamsanqa Hoza, who's one of the winners this year, is helping young entrepreneurs and innovators to achieve their goals. So back in 2014, while studying, Thamsanqa and a friend developed what they call the hot nozzle, which is a portable battery-operated shower head, which actually heats up water. I think this is cool. Now, as a result, he was recognized by the African Innovation Foundation as one of the top 10 young innovators in Africa. He has since co-founded HN Innovate, which is an organization that seeks to encourage and inspire young people to explore entrepreneurship. Now, as if that wasn't enough, and as if he wasn't doing amazing things.
That's very good.
He also, on top of all of that, launched a robotics science and technology program to help students learn to conceptualize, design, and build robot models. My goodness.
Oh, okay. I like this. This is great news.
It's amazing stuff.
These are the people I love celebrating. These are not average people who are being celebrated for average things. These are people who fall outside of that.
It's not a participation trophy.
Right. Correct.
And then the second South African who was also acknowledged, Sipho Sethu, is developing new ways to end the stigma of albinism in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, growing up with albinism herself and mindful of the misconception that still exists around it,
right,
Sipho Sethu co-founded Love the Skin. The organization assists and supports and educates young people with albinism and their family as well. It currently works with 100 people, the majority of whom come from disadvantaged backgrounds, and provides them with necessity like sun protection and eye care. So look at that. Your Majesty the Queen, thank you very much for this program and also acknowledging and saluting two of our very own.
I like that. I'm really happy to hear that, but I don't know why the Queen has to be the one to tell us that we've got clever people living among us. I mean, why isn't this something our government's doing?
True.
You know?
True.
Here we've got two amazing young South Africans who are doing really interesting and progressive work in science, in social work, in two areas that we really should be celebrating. And instead of having the Queen of England, who has nothing to do with us, giving them an award, and don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful that someone has acknowledged them, because otherwise we probably never have heard these stories. It upsets me that these people aren't being heralded by our own education department, the president.
On our own terms.
What are all these assholes doing? I mean, what are our people doing? What? Don't tell me Cyril's too busy to give them a medal or something. Cyril's got, he's done nothing as deputy president for the last 6 years. Don't tell me he hasn't got time to award two very deserving young people in this country with some kind of acknowledgement. Whether it's a little statue, or a ribbon, or a congratulatory handshake, whatever. Just meet with them. No, it has to take the Queen of England thousands of k's away to actually acknowledge these people. It makes me really angry.
The Queen is showing up and she's showing off, because it's more than just a medal. Winners of this award will receive a unique package of training, mentoring and networking, including a 1 week residential program in the UK during which they'll collect the award from Her Majesty the Queen.
Look at all these people we pay in government to just be symbolic and ceremonial. This is the kind of ceremony we want you involved in. Do you understand? Stupid ANC conference has eaten all their brains. None of them are doing anything. Right? You're telling me Jacob Zuma can't take 5 minutes out of his day to award these two with something? Well, I suppose. Thank you, Lizzie. Someone's making an effort.
Her Majesty.
Sorry. Yes, that's correct. I always forget.
Pearls,
I always forget
her
to
Lizzie.
It properly.
Okay. Well, that's said by Sia this morning.
Very, very nice. We'll come back with some news with Mubs in the next couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, let's get into it. It's Wednesday. da 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 da.
This is CliffCentral.com.